Hello and welcome to this week's audio edition of Fourth Day Letters distributed by Broken Door Ministries. My name is Brian Pusateri, and this week's message is The Invisible Fringes, Living on the Edge of Society. While RV camping across the Southwest United States with my wife, I observed something in both the Arkansas Ozarks and in Jerome, Arizona that caught my attention. In both places, I noted the extreme poverty of partially falling down homes perched high on mountain cliffs with multi-million dollar views. Some of these homes looked uninhabitable, but people were living in them. The views from these homes were priceless. The homes themselves looked worthless. I discovered a spiritual message in the stark contrast. I will share it with you in today's message. These homes on the fringe of the cliff were in dire need of repair. The stunning views from these homes were awe-inspiring, as if looking at God in His creation. So despite their miserable condition, I suspect those who lived in these houses felt close to God. People on the fringe of society often do. In the vast tapestry of society, there exist individuals and groups who reside on the periphery, often referred to as the fringes, or in the case of these homes, on the edge. These individuals, due to various circumstances such as poverty, homelessness, mental health issues, or simply being different, often find themselves overlooked and uncared for by the mainstream. The homes we observed called out to me to write something that would shed light on this societal phenomena of living on the fringe. Othering is a term used to describe a phenomena in which some individuals or groups are defined and labeled as not fitting in within the norms of a social group. It involves viewing or treating a person or a group of people as intrinsically different from and alien to oneself. On an individual level, othering plays a role in the formation of prejudices against people and groups. On a larger scale, it can also play a role in the dehumanization of entire groups of people. Othering can be thought of as the antonym to belonging. Where belonging implies acceptance and inclusion of all people, othering suggests intolerance and exclusion. Even for Christians, it is far too easy to overlook those on the fringes. Our oversight is not intentional. Society is structured in such a way that the minority can easily go unnoticed. The busyness of daily life, coupled with the human tendency to stick to familiarity, often makes it easy for us to overlook those who do not fit into our immediate circles. The reality is that we are often unaware of the struggles and challenges faced by others living on the fringes. This lack of exposure to their circumstances can lead to apathy and, in some cases, fear or disdain. This lack of empathy and understanding can become a barrier that prevents us from reaching out and offering support. Too often, media shapes our perception. Those living on the fringes can either be romanticized or demonized in our popular culture, creating misconceptions and stereotypes. These skewed portrayals can further prevent us from reaching out to them. We must always remember that every individual, regardless of their circumstances, contributes to the diversity and richness of our society. Like those homes we observed, those living on the fringes have a unique perspective, and their experiences can offer valuable insight. By choosing to ignore them, we are not only doing them a disservice, but also missing out on an opportunity to bring Christ to someone in need. We must challenge ourselves to look beyond our comfort zones. Caring for those on the fringes of society is deeply rooted in the teachings of Jesus Christ. Jesus Himself reached out to those who were marginalized or ostracized in society. He interacted with tax collectors, lepers, and others who were often ignored or shunned by mainstream society. He set an example for His followers to do the same. Our Christian faith emphasizes the virtues of love, compassion, and kindness. As Christians, we are called to love our neighbor as ourselves, and this includes those who are often overlooked and marginalized. As Christians, we are called to promote social justice, we must always stand up for the rights of the poor, the oppressed, and those who are often forgotten by society. By acknowledging and helping those on the fringes, we can work towards creating a more just and equitable society. Every human being is, after all, created in the image of God, therefore deserving of respect and dignity. Recognizing those on the fringes of society reaffirms their inherent worth and dignity. Like most aspects of our Christian faith, we gain more than we give when we help others. Engaging with those on the fringes not only helps them, but it can also lead to a deepening of our faith. It allows us to live more like Christ. Hebrews 13 verse 2 states, "Do not neglect hospitality, for through it some have unknowingly entertained angels." Proverbs 14 verse 31 says, "Those who oppress the poor revile their Maker, but those who are kind to the needy honor Him." Christianity has consistently emphasized the importance of reaching out to the marginalized and vulnerable in society. Indeed, the Church teaches us that we have a special obligation to care for the poor, the outcast, and those living on the fringes of society. We must work to see the Lord in every excluded person who is hungry, thirsty, or naked. We must see the Lord even in those who have lost their faith or turned away from the practices of their faith, and yes, even those who profess to be atheists. We can never overlook those who are marginalized. The Bible tells us, "The Lord hears the cry of the poor." Do we? There is a tendency as Christians to become cliquish. If all we do is hang out with other Christians, we are failing in our God-given responsibilities. To follow Christ, we must get our hands dirty. We must touch the modern-day leper. Reaching out to the marginalized is not just a task for a few, but the mission of the Church as a whole. We must try to see Christ in the faces of the poor, the homeless, the imprisoned, and the forgotten. Ministering to certain outcast groups can feel like walking a high wire over the Grand Canyon. Balance is the key. Leaning too far to the right or left could have dangerous consequences. Sometimes our political or nationalistic viewpoints can cloud our Christian responsibilities. Ministering to the outcast while simultaneously upholding the truth of the Bible and the teachings of the Church can be a challenge. Loving and caring for someone is not the same as condoning their circumstances, life choices, or specific situations. In addition to the poor, these marginalized groups include those with self-inflicted issues such as drug, alcohol, gambling, or porn addiction. It includes those who identify as gay, lesbian, bisexual, or transgender. And it also includes those who are illegal aliens. Many are on the fringe. We might not agree with what these people are doing or have done, but nonetheless, they are children of God. They have the same right to fundamental dignity and the worth of every human person. We do not have to condone their behavior, but we do have to love them and treat them with dignity and respect. We can stand for the truth without beating them over the head with it, thereby driving them even further into the shadows. In conclusion, we must challenge ourselves to get out of our comfort zone. We must ask ourselves this question: when was the last time I interacted with someone on the fringe of society? If we have not done this, today is an ideal day to start. Keep in mind, like those falling down houses on the edge of the cliff, those on the fringe of society may have a better view of God than we do. Now, will you please pray with me? Heavenly Father, thank you for the rich diversity of humankind. Help me to see Jesus in the face of all people. Allow your Holy Spirit to inspire me to reach out to those who are different from me. Help me to follow in your Son's footsteps by ministering to those most in need. Amen. I am Brian Pusateri. I invite you to visit me at BrokenDoorMinistries.com. There you can click the link to contact me. I love to hear from my listeners. You can also invite me to your church to put on a retreat or purchase my book, Blessed, Broken, and Scared. Don't forget to like this podcast and please share it with others. Please also join me next week for the newest audio edition of Fourth Day Letters. Until next week, remember to be the door, no matter how broken you may be, through which others can enter to encounter Christ. May God's blessings be with you.